need to have more transparency. When you call 911, are those calls confidential? Or can you pull up a tape and know who's making those calls and the names being provided? If there is a conflict between neighbors, would it not be better for all parties to be aware of the situation and possibly even the city to offer a mediation process? Let's just say if a neighbor is being vindictive, doesn't like that other neighbor. I think there needs to be training in place to have an understanding. Have you had a problem with this neighbor in the past? Is there some issue you'd like to discuss with us? You've called us quite a few times just placing these calls, and we've gone in there numerous times, and this owner is really kind of getting upset, but we can't give him a name of who's making these calls. So I think there has to be something in place, some training that has an understanding of the city is going in there to try to fix these properties or fix the noise complaints or various things like this to assist the owner and possibly the person making the call. But we also have to understand that we need to make sure it doesn't fall into the area of harassment, somebody being vindictive, just to mess with the business owner who puts a lot of time and money into their businesses. And when they own a business, they want to know, you know, really what's going on and why all these inspectors are coming through their property. And I think that's just fair. That's kind of a public safety issue, and I think they have a right to know that. In my opinion, when a complaint is filed, whoever files a complaint, they should provide some sort of ID, some phone number. They should be willing to do that to show that, hey, I'm being serious about this, and I don't have an issue with the business or the owner, but I'm going to take the time to provide you that information because, hey, I want to see something beneficial happen, you know, on this situation. And I'm not just trying to mess with the owner because I might be a competitor down the street or something like that. And I think it really needs to be watched closely. And again, like I say, this is a public safety issue that needs to be addressed. And we need to make sure that if there is any indication of some type of person that has hostility toward that owner in some manner, that we view that in a different manner to make sure that that owner is also treated responsibly and they have a say and they feel safe in their business too, because they have a right to try to operate their business in a certain manner. And I feel that my understanding, this law that's in effect to make sure this remains confidential is jeopardizing maybe the public safety of the current business owners. And I think they have a right to know if somebody really has concern with their business and or them, that they have a right to know that. And that is my position. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else? So let's take a roll call on that, Carla.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, the Office of Neighborhood does have a contract with Resolutions Northwest and a full complement of crime prevention specialists who do that kind of mediation, thanks to the council funding both of those services last year and ongoing. And I believe it's occasionally in for the complainant's best interest. If the complainant is a tenant against a landlord, they might not want to be identified as the person making the complaint, although the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's staff are experts at mediating and making sure that they resolve the underlying problem as well as the surface issues at hand. So I strongly support this ordinance. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
I think, Lightning, you've raised a valid point that this particular police power also has to be used with care to make sure that there's not arbitrary and capricious use of our authority, but there's also a need to protect the safety of the people that make complaints. So your points about training and how this authority is used, I think, are sound and deserve to be attended to by those of us that watch over this program. So I appreciate your testimony.
Mayor, just one observation on that point. My guess is that the way it's worded is conform to state law with the protections that state law allows. My guess to his point, though, is that if someone were to use the ONI system in an abusive manner to gain a competitive advantage or to harass someone, and there was some legal proceeding, my guess is that our confidentiality would give way to a court order to produce that information. And the reason I'm comfortable at this stage supporting this is that ONI will use its best judgment to screen them, and I believe there's other legal recourse if, in fact, there's a pattern of abuse of this privilege.
Yeah, good point. Does need to be watched, though. Aye. And we are now recessed until 2 p.m.
Well, thanks for everybody's patience with a strange parade of stuff this morning.
The whole discussion we had.